Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov, Hanag.
Nice to hear from you, Jasmine. I hope you're well and your daughter's well and everybody else is well.
Yes, sir. Everybody's just perfect.
Baruch Hashem.
How are you?
Baruch Hashem, I'm well. You're the first to arrive.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm right on time.
I'm glad you're here.
I'm very glad too. How's your health?
Baruch Hashem. It's well. I woke up this morning. Bezrat Hashem, I'll wake up tomorrow morning.
Baruch Hashem, that we're still alive. Alive and well.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Wow.
You're still working for that same company?
Well, I'm in the same field.
Has joined.
It's Kodesh just Tov. Like Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
We can talk another time.
Sure, Jasmine. Sure. Yes, I know. I'm going to
Has joined.
Kodesh Tov. So we will begin. L'shem yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'itkilu urchimu ukilu ukilu urchimu l'achda l'shem yudhei b'vavhe l'yichud ha'shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limun Torah mitzvah l'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehi no'am Adonai Elohim v'aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu k'nenehu. Kodesh Tov to everyone. We start our Kodesh Tov connection by connecting to a verse relating to certainty, Vadai. It's from the Zohar Sulam commentary from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Kane Nandakucha Barichu Koma Diaved Leela Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleila Bila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach yaleya mineya ulam haga beya kalana dehakulu ovada big shot inun wikola it's the reef be alma. Our handout tonight is available on the unique astrological times link, and this is on the right of every Yeshem webpage, underneath the two pictures. When the landing page, unique astrological times, opens up, scroll down till you find Rosh Chodesh Adar 5781. And when that opens up, scroll down about a quarter of an inch. We will begin our study with the comments that were added for this year of 5781 by Keith. The entire month of Adar is a an ideal time for tefillah and prayer. In Adar, Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, the assembly of Israel, is revealed much more than in other months. Adar is a beautiful month. The holiday of Purim falls in this month. It is one of the easiest months of the whole year, and there is an abundance of Shefa, energy from above. Adar is a time to increase Simcha, the Hebrew word for joy. Let us look at this abundance, and what does it mean? The beginning of Adar starts to set up the zodiac for Pesach, which is 1 month after Purim, roughly 6 weeks, or exactly 6 weeks from today, which is actually a new year, the month of Pesach, Nisan. As Exodus chapter 12, verse 2 tells us, the beginning of all the months. Both Adar and Nisan are months where there is a lot of mercy. Adar is a month where Hashem is concealed. That's the holiday of Purim. And Nisan is a month where Hashem is completely revealed. That's the holiday of Pesach. These 2 months can set up the whole year. Use this opportunity. Don't waste it. Do more prayers, more good deeds. Give more tzedakah and truma, especially on Rosh Chodesh and on the holidays, the full moons. Remember this. It is for you, for your benefit. This is an unwritten commentary. When you have a 60-day period, like you would in the leap months, the leap year, where Adar is doubled, it's called a pregnant year. When you have a 60-day period, like Adar and Nisan, it reminds us of the concept that if you spilled a little bit of meat broth into a pot of milk, as long as the meat broth is less than 1/60, the milk broth, the milk pot, is still kosher. That's the idea of how we can go from fully concealed in Purim to fully revealed in Pesach. Continuing, with all this abundance, this is the reason why
has joined.
It is such a good time to daven, to pray. In Adar, Hashem
has joined
and accepts our prayers. Rabbi Chaim Vital taught that it is a great segula to say Tehillim, Psalms, on Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Chose of Lublin says that it is a time to elevate all your prayers that never went up. To give you an understanding of that statement, when you pray and you have not unified Zeron Pin with Malchut, the spiritual with the physical, at the time you pray, the prayer stays in the physical world. We don't see it, of course, but it's hanging around. Sometimes you can walk into a synagogue and feel overwhelmed with prayers because they're still hanging there. Because the people who prayed in a way that they didn't elevate the prayer because they had never unified Zeron Pin with Malchut. But in Adar, it's easier to unify Serampin and Malchut. And that's what is the meaning that we just read. It's time to elevate all of our prayers that never were elevated because we hadn't unified the spiritual with the physical. We must remember that most of our prayers are not answered. It is not that they just fall away. They are stored away for the future, as we teach. Every prayer you ever say is answered. We just don't identify when it's answered. We know that this is true because how many things have we all asked for from Hashem and not received? People ask for health and they get sick. People ask for money and they struggle. Obviously, our prayers look like they are not being
has joined.
Answered. What's going on? For those of you who joined recently, you may not have heard my announcement of where to find the handout. It's on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Once it's open, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Adar 5781, and we are writing the commentary that came from Keith. So what's going on about this prayer business? We have to realize that our power of prayer depends on us and our actions. A tzaddik just thinks things and Hashem makes them happen. A tzaddik is a pure person and his actions mirror Hashem's. A tzaddik always forgives. He never gets upset. And he realizes that Hashem controls everything, and then lots more than everything. When we start to live like that, Hashem will answer your prayers immediately also. Don't think that a person can go around doing negative deeds and sinning, making mistakes, and then turn around and pray to Hashem and expect their prayers to be answered. So where does the regular guy stand? Everybody does good deeds, even the wicked. They might be bad people, but they might be good fathers or good sons. They might be compassionate to animals. Whatever the person's attribute, even the worst person does something good. So the guy in the middle falls between the tzaddik and the evil guy, who has some merits. It all depends who we judge ourselves by, the bad guy or the good guy. Next to the bad guy, we are looking good. Against the good guy, we are in big trouble. Because we are all doing the same mitzvot, yet the tzaddik's prayers are being answered, but not ours. How can we change this situation? We have to start acting like the tzaddik. We have to be honest with ourselves. Are we a little lenient with our values? Do we cut corners when it comes to mitzvot? Or are we passionately involved in the doing of the mitzvot? Adar is the perfect time to make these changes. And Rosh Chodesh is the seed level of the whole month. And an apple seed is the apple tree. We know that if we plant an apple seed and we water it, it will grow into an apple tree. To understand this month of Adar, we have to look at the two letters connected to this month from the Sefer Yetzirah. The letter Kuf is the letter that created the month of Adar and is connected to the astrological sign of Pisces, the fish or fishes. We know that the Hebrew letters are the building blocks of creation, and the Kuf is the only letter in the alphabet that goes below the line. What does this mean to us? This month is the only month of the year where we can go head to head evil inclination. We call it the Yetzer Hara. All of the monks, we have to fight the Yetzer Hara with guerrilla tactics. We attack and then run and hide. With the power of the Kuf, which goes into his domain, we confront him head on, and we have the power to overcome our Yetzer Hara this month. The other letter connected to this month is the Gimel, or the Gimel, which is the letter that controls the planet Jupiter. Which is the planet of miracles? Jupiter controls 2 months, Adar, Pisces, and Kislev, Sagittarius. No wonder that Purim and Hanukkah took place in these 2 months. Another reason this month is a very special month is because it is the last month of the year when we count from Nisan. It says about Nisan
has joined
that it is the head of the months. The first month of the year, if we start to count from Nisan. The kings of Israel used to use Nisan as the start of their year. If someone became a king in Israel in the month of Adar, and then a month later, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he begins his second year. That is the way things are counted. If Nisan is the first month, when Adar is the last month, what is so special about being the last month? The last of anything is always its manifestation. This physical world, therefore, in Adar, we have the manifestation of the previous 11 months. It is said everything goes after the end. The two main events in the month of Adar are Purim and the Yortzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. What is so special about a Yortzeit? The word for Yortzeit in Hebrew is Hilulah, which means the day of joy. On the Yortzeit, we must be happy, as this is the best day to connect to the soul of the deceased, because it comes back to the physical world to visit. If the person was a tzaddik during the year, it is very difficult to connect to that soul, because it is on such a high level that it is very far away from the physical level. On the 7th of Adar, the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu, we can connect directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a story about a father who used to gather his kids around the table on the Yortzeit of a big tzaddik, and he would ask each kid what present they were going to give to send to that tzaddik. Some said they would learn in his honor. Some said they would do other mitzvot, like visiting the sick or lighting candles for Shabbat. This is a very beautiful way to honor a tzaddik or a parent by sending them these kinds of presents, doing mitzvot in their name. Do some extra mitzvah in their honor, and I guarantee that they will come and help you. For Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu was the person who took us out of Egypt. So on his Hilulah, we connect to that energy of freedom. Also, Moshe was the most humble person. Let us learn from him and try to let go of our egos. The whole point of Purim is the war against Amalek. Haman was an Amaleki. The battle with Amalek is more of an inner battle than a physical battle, and is all about getting rid of doubts, which is the root of every man's problems. The word in Hebrew for doubt out is Suffolk, which has a numerology of 240, which is the same as Amalek. This is a never-ending quest. Don't let your guard down. Fear, panic, anxiety are the biggest weapons of Amalek. Fight this battle with all your might because it is the main battle in life. The opposite is complete bitachon, trust, and emunah, faith, and vadai, certainty in Hashem. Knowing 100% that Hashem cares about you personally. This is the power of Purim and this month of Adar to completely destroy Amalek, Haman, doubt. In today's world with the virus, it is more important to strengthen your trust, your bitachon every day. So many people are very negative today with the virus and are literally scared of their shadows. Don't buy into it. Strengthen your faith every day. In the Megillah, chapter 9, verse 1, the words, Winahafoch, who? Translation, it was totally reversed, are used. This is a pivotal point in the Purim story and a very big secret. The whole verse is, on that day, the enemies of the children of Israel hope to have control over them. Vinahafochu, it was totally reversed, that the Jews themselves had control over their rivals. Things were turned from one extreme to the other, 180 degrees. Not only were they saved from the deadly decree, rather, it was an absolute and total turnaround from the bleakest predicament to the pinnacle of joy. Their enemies were totally destroyed and wiped out. This is the power of Purim and this month. In the Megillah, in the story of Purim, in chapter 9, verse 22, from sorrow to gladness and from mourning to a festival, this is the reason for the great and tremendous simcha, joy on this sacred holiday of Purim. What appeared to be the greatest threat and the worst dilemma itself became the greatest salvation and the biggest gift. Thus, we celebrate a double simcha on this unique holiday of Purim, both the salvation and the victory over our enemies. This is a teaching from Rabbi Gamliel Rabinowitz on Purim. There are two other times in the Torah when there was a Venachapokhu moment. One was at the Yam Suf. We looked around and saw the Egyptians chasing us. And on the other side was the sea. We didn't know what to do, and suddenly the water split. The other time was Yosef HaTzadik. One day he was in prison, and that same day he became ruler. I am sure for many people, we each have had a v'nahafoku moment in our lives. When we read the Megillah, the scroll of Esther, and we come to these words, meditate to connect to this awesome power of changing your life around in the blink of an eye. And we don't realize there is a very big connection between Purim and Pesach. Purim is, in a way, is paving the road for us to Pesach, which is freedom. Many people don't realize that the parties of Esther, the fasting of the Jews, and the hanging of Haman took place on Pesach. It was only 11 months later that the Battle of Purim took place, on the 13th of Adar. People born in the month of Adar are very easygoing and sharing. This can be their tikkun in that they are so easygoing, many times they allow people to take advantage of them. They always have to push themselves to take action. This is the energy that we will be experiencing this month. We will feel lackadaisical. We need to push ourselves. When do you start preparing for Pesach? The night of the Megillah reading. That's when you begin to study the laws of Pesach. The name of Hashem, Hey Hey Yud Vav, Hey Hey Yo Wa, connected to this month is all upside down, and this month should be a month of judgment. However, Hashem, out of kindness, has turned this month around to one of mercy with endless joy and happiness. We have to increase our joy in this month. B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel, are ruled with divine mercy in this month, and their mazel thrives in this month. There is a great flow of Shefa from the upper worlds in this month. The main work is to strengthen our love for our fellow children of Israel and to be in unity. That was what Haman was trying to destroy. The unity between the children of Israel. Our sages inform us that by Ahasuerus removing his signet ring and giving it to Haman, that's chapter 3, verse 10 of the Purim scroll, it accomplished more than the 48 Nevi'im, the 48 prophets, and the 7 Nevi'ot, the 55 Nevi'im, the 55 prophets in the Torah. The prophecies of the prophets and prophetesses did not cause Klal Yisrael to mend their ways, yet the removing of the ring brought them back to the proper path. The essential foundation of Emunah and unity that we learn from Purim is a lesson for us to integrate this into our consciousness for the entire year. And Keith says, Kodesh Tov. We started with Keith's comments because it gives you an overall understanding of many of the aspects of the month of Adar and the holiday of Purim and Zion Adar, the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now let's look at the commentary by Melinda Miriam Rittner. Kodesh Tov, we welcome the new month of Adar on February 12th and 13th, actually the evening of the 11th for the next 2 days, including Shabbat. Every month offers a new spiritual energy and opportunity. The sages in the Gemara have said that joy is increased during the month of Adar. The whole month of Adar is learning how to grow and heal through joy and laughter. Reb Nachman said that sickness comes from a lack of joy and healing from joy. I am adding, are you fearful of the pandemic or its mutations? Your protection shield is being happy. Prove this to yourself. Think about people you know who have passed from due to the COVID disease. Are they happy and joyful now? I heard a joke today. Somebody has given up his GPS in his car. He will not use it anymore. Because he set the GPS for directions to his father's kever, his father's grave, in the cemetery. And the last thing the GPS said to him when he arrived was, you have reached your final destination. Are you happy? Are you joyful? That is your only protection. You can get the vaccines. You can wear masks, and you should wear masks. The vaccine is a personal decision. But the point is, joy is your true protection in this world. The month of Adar is all about the feminine. By this we mean that we embrace the materiality within life so as to experience its inner divinity. The heroine of the month is Queen Esther. Queen Esther used her feminine beauty to defeat the enemy who sought to annihilate the Jewish people. We celebrate this defeat in this holiday of Purim, when we are told to feast, to drink to the point of becoming drunk, wearing costumes, playing and being happy. Judaism teaches us that this world was not created for suffering, but for love and joy. This is something we need to internalize in our being, in our essence. It is true that we learn many things, and we are purified, and often spiritually we wake up through challenges. But we must remember that the main reason we came into this world is to experience and to teach and to be taught joy. When we experience our closeness with Hashem, we feel a joy that is not dependent on anything else. We live in a time when it is easy to access the natural, divine connection within us. It is important this month to not be too serious, not be too analytical. It's important to feel, because this is how you learn joy, through feeling. Stop trying to figure out life with the mind. Seek to see the humor in life. It is always there, as the man who gave up his GPS has learned. In preparing for this month and during the month, let's each commit to increasing joy in our lives and that of others. Let's give ourselves time to pray, to play, to enjoy nature, to dance, to sing, to meditate, and do what brings joy into our lives. Let's commit to do good deeds that bring joy into the world. It is true that we may not be able to do all of the things that we used to do that brought forth joy for us in today's world, because of the restrictions associated with COVID. But the joy that is not dependent on external things is still with us and is always available for us. And that is the true joy. In addition, let's eliminate and reduce what does not generate joy in our lives. Sometimes people feel so obligated to do for others, to placate others, that they forget or deny their own needs. Remember, there for other people at your own expense usually generates resentment. Being there for another person at your own expense will usually cause you to feel resentment. Remember that appeasing or placating others does not bring joy to anyone. needs for people because you choose to. That brings joy to you and to them. What's in the choice of choosing to do good deeds for others? When you realize that the only way you can be receiving the joy, the energy of joy, is by providing that joy to others. Things do not happen randomly. Nothing is an accident. Hashem is communicating with you through everything that is happening in your life. Listen closely to what is being said to you. Read between the lines. Remember that Hashem has a sense of humor. So you should too. Learn to laugh at yourself. Hashem is laughing at himself, or herself, or itself. As we grow spiritually, we are in a state of joy more of the time. This is because we are better able to access the joy that is integral to who we are. Happiness has to be found within. One can have all the material and physical blessings of life and still be unhappy, chas v'shalom. One can have little and be extremely happy. Be mindful of the voices within you that take you away from the experience of the absolute joy of simply being alive. Make a commitment to increase joy in your life and increase in joy in that of others during this month of Adar. There are many names for joy in the Hebrew language. One of the names is Simcha. Simcha is when something good happens that makes you happy. For example, you get a wonderful new car, you get married, you got what you wanted, so you are happy. Another Hebrew word is sasun. This is used for an unexpected, amazing joy. My teacher, meaning Miriam's teacher, Reb Shlomo Carlbach of blessed memory, used to explain in the following way. Imagine that you go to the store and expect to pay $2,000 for something. When you arrive at the store, there is an unexpected sale going on. What you wanted to buy is now costing you $5. You are more than happy. You start laughing. Like in the Bible, when Sarah was told that she would bear a child when she was old and not menstruating any longer, she laughed. A sasun moment is when we experience a message of such tremendous blessing that we feel Hashem is playing a wonderful game with us. May we be blessed with moments of simcha and sasun this month. I am adding, the Aramaic word for joy is chidu. Its gematria is 18, which is chai, which is life. Just saying the word chidu makes you smile. Say it again and again, chidu, 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 chidu. You start laughing. Chidu. Do you know the difference between happiness and joy? The dictionary definition? Joy is equal to a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Rejoice. The emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires. Happiness, according to the dictionary, is the state of being happy. Happy is equal to feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. My definition of the two is as follows. Happiness is a state of being happy. Joy is the emotion of being satisfied and fulfilled. Let us all say repetitively, Simcha Sasun Heidu, Simcha Sasun Heidu, Simcha Sasun Heidu. Are you laughing, Simcha Sasun Heidu? L'chaim, to life, and may we all say amen. Sending lots of love, Melinda Miriam. And we have a third commentary by Zion Nefesh. You may know him from the Daily Zohar. I hope you're receiving his daily emails so that you'll be reading the Zohar every day. We do that in our classes, but many people don't take advantage of it. He wrote an essay, a chiddush, a teaching, would arrive today. He said, how to get the blessings of Adar. And I wish you a month of Kodesh Tov, a good month. Adar is the 12th month of the year. As the last month of the year, it includes the influence of the 12 constellations. This month has the symbol of fishes that doesn't have an evil eye.
Has joined.
Rabbi Natan Neta Shapira, of blessed memory, he wrote a sefer, Megillah Amukot. He reveals that the month of Adar is under the governance of the angel Avarchiel. I will bless El too, or if or when my organ manifests too. Moses passed away on the seventh day of Adar, and just before that, he blessed the people in verse Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1. V'zot habracha asher berach Moshe ish ha-Elohim et b'nei Yisrael yifnei moto. Now this is the blessing with which Moses, the man of Hashem, blessed the sons of Israel before his death. Moses knew that the best time to channel blessings to the children of Israel is during the month of Adar, when the angel Avarayakayoala is in control. Zion Nefesh usually avoids giving angel names for his meditations. But this name expresses its power and is referenced by great Kabbalists who authorize the meditation on this angel. This name should not be said verbally, only scan with your eyes. Zion Nefesh is a religious man. I am not a religious man. And so I will say the name using its root vowels for each letter. Abe Reiki O Allah, Abe Reiki O Allah, Abe Reiki O Allah. This angel has 25 more super angels that deliver only blessings. 25 is the number that is related to the Shekhinah, 5 times 5, the Hebrew word ko, taf hey. You'll find that word in the verse from Numbers, chapter 6, verse 23. Daber el acharon Translation, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, together there are 26 special angels for the month of Adar. The number 26 represents the fully spelled out, the aspect of the holy name Hashem, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. The sages tell that the miracle of Purim in the month of Adar, the holy name Heh-Heh-Yod-Vav, doesn't appear in a regular form in the scroll.
Has joined.
It does appear in a concealed form as initials or as last letters in certain verses. Hagman was an astrologer and connected to the spiritual system of the other side. He failed to see the whole picture because he couldn't see the protection of the children of Israel.
Has joined.
Rosh Chodesh connects us to the blessings of the entire month, and Purim gives us elevation to the level that has the source of blessings and miracles. For that reason, Purim will be celebrated even after Mashiach comes. The bodily action that is related to this month is laughter, and therefore we increase the level of happiness and joy to be able to make a higher connection. That is why the sages say, Mishinat Kanes, Mishinat Kanes, Adar Momeravim Besimcha. The translation, so too, as soon as Adar has entered, we increase in happiness. Whenever we do spiritual connections and meditations, we meditate on the name of the Angel of Blessings. With a pure vessel and with pure consciousness, we can have a greater connection to this angel. The verse we're reading is from Psalms chapter 34, verse 15. Sur meira ve'ase tov bakesh shalom v'rad pehu. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. We're scrolling further down the page. We're getting ready to start our Anna Bakoa. The name Adar can be translated as glory. And it actually can be translated as God's glory. Laughter and playfulness is the attribute. Tzachok simcha. According to the Zohar, I'm paraphrasing, without joy and playfulness and laughter, there would be no wisdom in the world. Laughter is actually an exchange of chesed for givurah, and vice versa. There's much to be learned from this truth. The ancient tribal connection is with Benjamin, representing the son of the right, translation of his name. The modern tribal connection is Naphtali, which deals with laughter. I'm continuing to scroll down. During the month of Adar, we make connection to each of the 12 permutations of Hashem's name. We make this connection because we are manifesting the energy of each of the months. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. This sequence of letters has a gematria of 506. Which connects to the phrase Ahavatinam, unconditional love. It also is the gematria of one of the 72 names of God, Vav Shin Resh, which deals with memories, spiritual memories. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Ufreshayan, Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, cross Satan, tear up Satan. We can rearrange those letters to spell Sha'ar Katan. It sounds similar, but it means and translates as small gates. It's reminding us that our gates are our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. And we need to guard these gates, as this is the entry points for the negative system. This is the second verse in the Ana B'Koach. It has the total of these six letters is 729. There is a verse in the Torah, comes from Numbers chapter 10, verse 24. This verse has a gematria of 729. And over the host of the tribes of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. In Hebrew, Ve'al tzeva mate b'nei b'nyamin. Abidan ben Gedoni. The name Abidan translates as my father is judgment, or the judgment of my father. Now we will make our connections to the 12 permutations of Hashem's name as soon as I find please stand, put a smile on your face, anticipate the dancing that you will do, because this is how you are going to manifest the joy on Rosh Chodesh. Yo, hey, wa, hey, yo, hey, hey, wa, yo, wa, hey, 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 wa, hey, yo, hey, Hey yo ah, hey 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 yo ah, hey hey yo ah, hey hey yo ah, hey yo ah, hey hey yo ah, hey hey yo hey wa, hey yo hey wa, wa yo hey hey, wa yo hey hey, wa yo hey hey, wa hey hey yo, are you dancing and singing? Are you dancing around? Wah, hey, hey, yo. Wah, hey, yo, hey. Hey, hey, wah, yo. Hey, wah, yo, hey. Hey, wah, yo, hey. Hey, wah, yo, hey. Hey, wah, hey, yo. Yo, wah, hey, hey. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey, wah, hey. Yo, hey. Yo, wa hey, 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 wa hey, yo, hey, wa yo, hey, 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 wa yo, wa hey, yo, hey, wa hey, hey, yo, wa yo, hey, 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 yo, hey, wa hey, yo, wa hey, 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 yo, wa hey.
This sequence of letters connects to the Sephirah of Netzach,
and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. It has a small gematria of 29, which is connecting to the letters that created the month of Av, the month of our father, Abba. Month of Av represents the partsuf of Chokmah, which represents wisdom. It also connects to the gematria of these six letters is 704, which is the word B'Shabbat. In Shabbat, with Shabbat. Asin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin. This sequence of letters connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. These six letters have a small gematria of 32. 32 represents wisdom, the 32 gates of Chokmah, the 32 paths of wisdom. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zohre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. The small gematria of these letters is 23, connecting to the 23 pairs of the chromosomes in the human body, connecting to the concealed 23rd letter of the Hebrew Aleph Bet. Shavatenu kabel ushmatziyakatenu yodea ta'alumot shinkufav tzadiyuta. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship and manifestation. We also learn from these words in these letters. The first two letters have a gematria of 400, representing 4 times 10 times 10, representing the notion of completion within each of the four worlds. In the last four letters, Vav Tzadi Yud Tav, have a gematria of 506, just like the first verse, and it connects to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the path to completion, the path to perfection, is through injecting unconditional love in every step of our process. These six letters have a gematria of 906. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 30, there's a verse. Lechamar lachem shuvo lachem la Elohei el chalechem. Translation, go and say to them, return you to your tents. This is an energy of manifestation. As the Torah tells us, return to your tents, remain silent, and observe how Hashem fights for you. And the eighth verse of the Anabatoah, we say in a whisper. This is our Rosh Chodesh Adar connection for this year. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you will continue it through the next 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So these are the days where you can truly change the seed level of the month. You can change the month to manifest that joy, simcha, sasun, and chidu. Are there any questions? If you muted your phone, you can unmute it by pressing *6 or any questions? Are you laughing? Are you joyful? Am I disconnected?
Unmuted. No question.
You all have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh and a Shabbat Shalom. Be well, be happy, and enjoy the month of Adar. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Thank you, Kodesh Tov. Thank you.
Kodesh
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.